from your field, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
A big crop. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is there any particular name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
Yeah, a new ground.
New ground. That's Have you ever had to clear much land?
I did when I was a kid. Cleared the sawmill, we'd cut the timber off, and then we'd have to get out there and clear it up. And then break it up, and we didn't have no way to grub it or nothing. And you, all them roots, it'd take a year or two for the roots to rot out, you see. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have nothing but mules or steers, and you just couldn't break it with nothing. Mm-hmm. We'd call it new ground, and then a year or two it'd get good then. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason folks, that they didn't use fertilizer way back, didn't have no commercial fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And they'd have to get out and get new class of more pushed back to get new ground, you see. Mm-hmm. Especially to make sugar cane or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Take real good land.
Yeah.
And that ground would get weak, and there wasn't no commercial fertilizer, so mm-hmm. they had to keep cleared up and getting new ground.
Yeah. What would you call grass or clover or something like that when it comes up again after you cut it? Anything particular?
You mean to try to save it for feed or something? I call it hay. Mm-hmm.
Anything that you'd call grass that's been left out all winter on the field?
No, I can't think of it. Couple crops, something you're going to turn in, turn under.
What is a second cutting? Do you ever use that?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's where you cut your grass, it gets up big enough to cut for hay. Mm-hmm. You can take the higher grass or coastal Bermuda. And we get three cuttings, and Hal got four. Mm-hmm. You fertilize it early, and it gets up, say, knee high, mm-hmm. and then cut a crop of hay. And fertilize again, and if you get the right season in 4 weeks or five, you go back and cut it again. Mm-hmm. Same way, you can just repeat.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had something, a crop that came up even though you didn't plant it?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call that?
That's reseeding.
Reseeding?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called a volunteer crop?
Yeah, a volunteer, yeah. Of course, now that's a volunteer, there's no certain place. In other words, it wouldn't come up a stand. Mm-hmm. It'd be too much in this place and a skip, don't you see? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I have seen enough volunteer and have worked enough mm-hmm. a few times, but it wouldn't be too profitable because it would be too thick here and a skip there. And the grass eats you up in that skip.
Yeah.
Too hard to work. Volunteer, I have seen it work that way, volunteer. And we come up where the seeds would come up in the last year.
After wheat's been cut, what do you tie it up into? What do you call those things that it's tied up into?
Hands.
Hands. Mm-hmm. What about, would you ever call it a sheaf of wheat? Or a bundle?
Yeah, bundle. Mm-hmm. Now, the pulling fodder, like used to before, they didn't have no hay balers. And there wasn't no peanuts planted way back yonder in this country. And they'd have to get their roughage to feed on, to make a crop, feed the mules. They'd pull fodder, and they'd pull it and hang it on its end, but they'd pull it before the corn got dry. Mm-hmm. And they'd pull it in a small bottle like that, and they'd call that a hand. Mm. And they'd take that and just, it was green, and they could just put it right down by the ear of corn, and mm-hmm. it'd dry, you see. Then you could break the top out of it, bend it over,